Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have some songs about glass, we'll do some hanging around, hear from some of my pals, go down to the holler, and celebrate some birthdays. For no particular reason, we're going to start off the show with a set of rapidly rotating records about glass and glasses. Here's Phil Hughes and his Hi-Hatters.
Everything that passes seems of rosy hue somehow. quick you're right. Needn't guess, I'll confess, certain someone just said yes. In a bungalow, all covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, and everything is rosy now.
Sitting by the fire, Tomcat sitting down beside her, nobody home but her and Tom, so she guessed she'd get a little nigher. A little mice, he said it's a rat out shaking. He made a spring grab the poor little thing, and my, how he shook it. And departed. He got out fast without giving any sense. That's why it started. Went downtown to buy a penny drum, knocked at the door and nobody comes. So I picked up a brick and smashed in the glass, and down come the devil sliding on it.
Washboard Rhythm Kings, March 1st, 1932, and All This World Is Made of Glass. The vocalist was Jimmy Spencer, who played washboard in the band. The Washboard Rhythm Kings started out in 1930 as the Alabama Washboard Stompers, became the Washboard Rhythm Kings in 1931, and by 1934 were known as the Georgia Washboard Stompers. All This World Is Made of Glass was written by Sam Freed. Before that, it was the crooning troubadour, Nick Lucas, who was looking at the world through rose-colored glasses in July of 1926. Looking at the World Through Rose-Colored Glasses was written by Tommy Maley and Jimmy Steiger. We started the show with Phil Hughes and his Hi-Hatters, a pseudonym on the Harmony label for Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and Look in the Looking Glass from June 5, 1931. Look in the Looking Glass was composed by Charles Rossoff with the lyrics by Ed Heyman. Other of Charles Rossoff's compositions include The Curfew Shall Not Ring Tonight and Start Stompin'. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. For this next segment of the show, we're just going to do some hanging around and hanging out. Here's the Monarch Orchestra.
With Annie, cause Annie hangs out with me. You can hang out with Lizzie, she's dippy and she's dizzy, but you can't hang out with Annie, cause Annie hangs out with me. What's the bid, huh? 1 million, say, what do I hear? 2 million, say, listen, kid, I wouldn't take 50 billion. You can hang out with Fifi, she's big and broad and beefy, but you can't hang out with Annie, cause Annie hangs out with me. Thank you.
A bridle hanging on the wall, and a saddle in an empty stall. You ask me why the teardrops fall.
It's that bridle hanging on the wall.
There's a horseshoe nailed above the door. It's a shoe that my old pony wore. A faded blanket in the hall.
And that bridle hanging on the wall. With that pony for my guide, I used to ride down the trail, watching the moon swing low. But now that faithful friend has found the end of that trail, he's gone wherever good ponies go.
And his bridle's hanging on the wall, and his saddle's in his empty stall. You ask me why the teardrops fall.
It's that bridle hanging.
Oh, I know you folks think I'm crazy, but I don't care what you say. If you'd ever had a pal like him, you'd know why I'm grieving this way. Why, we rambled the prairie together for over 17 years. A man never had a more faithful friend. No, I'm not ashamed of my tears. A faithful friend? Say, listen. He woke me up one night when he heard a noise on the prairie. He knew what it was, all right. A stampede heading right towards us, and he saw what he had to do. And he run till he dropped, but he saved my life. I call that a friend, don't you?
And his bridle's hanging on the wall,
and his saddle's in his empty stall. No more he'll answer to my call.
There's a bridle hanging on the wall.
Well, I was going to play Take in the Sun, Hang Out the Moon by the Clevelanders, which would have fit in better with the preceding three songs in that set. But I was reminded by the title of that last song of one of my favorite movie lines from one of my favorite movies. The movie is The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. The Russians have bound and gagged Muriel Everett and suspended her in a chair. Her elderly, hard-of-hearing husband, who is uncredited, is looking around for her and when he discovers her says, "Muriel, what are you doing hanging up there on the wall?" So instead of Take in the Sun, Hang Out the Moon, you got to hear Carson Robinson and his pioneers sing There's a Bridle Hanging on the Wall from 1936. The group was originally known as Carson Robinson and his Buckaroos, but with him being one of the first big names on radio in the mid-20s, for a while the band was known as Carson Robinson and his Oxydol Pioneers, which has a decidedly less country flavor to it. For those of you who are younger than 40 or so, and I actually do have some listeners who are younger than the records I play, Oxydol was a brand of powdered laundry detergent made by Procter & Gamble and was sponsor of Ma Perkins on radio. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Before that, it was the original Indiana 5, and I'm Gonna Hang Around My Sugar from around October 8th, 1925. I'm Gonna Hang Around My Sugar was written by Spencer Williams and Jack Palmer and was recorded by at least five other bands, including the Washingtonians, Lannan's Redheads, Fred Hall's Orchestra, the Varsity Eight, and Perry's Hot Dogs. That was preceded by Warner's Seven Aces, who were hanging around in Atlanta on April 19, 1926. I like that record. I also like the record that started off this segment, You Can't Hang Out With Annie, 'cause Annie Hangs Out With Me. That was the Monarch Orchestra, a Harry Reaser pseudonym with Tom Stax, providing the vocal on July 22, 1926. You Can't Hang Out With Annie was written by Billy Rose and Harry M. Woods.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Here are some rapidly rotating records by some of my pals, beginning with Roy Johnson's Happy Pals.
Thank you. one and only has made me sigh. If I seem lonely, here's the reason why. I need loving, that's what I crave. I need loving, I can't behave. I want some sweetie to call me her own, 'cause I'm so mighty tired waiting here all alone. I need petting, honey, into your arms. I long to cuddle and hug. I need some loving now. I need loving, turtle dove, and I can behave. I want a sweet to call my own. I'm tired of waiting here all alone. I long to cuddle and hug. Must you make me hesitate? Hurry, take me, I can't wait, because I need some loving.
Hoagie Carmichael and his pals, actually the Emil Seidel Orchestra with Hoagie on piano, and Friday Night, recorded in Richmond, Indiana on October 31, 1927, which was actually a Sunday night. Indianapolis, Indiana composer, pianist, and publisher of ragtime music Emil Seidel was the first to record Hoagie Carmichael's legendary Stardust, and is not to be confused with the Emil Seidel who was the socialist mayor of Milwaukee, Wisconsin from 1910 to 1912. Before Hoagie, it may have sounded like the Revelers, but it was actually the Rondeliers and Piano Pals and I Need Lovin', recorded by Columbia on September 23, 1931. We know that the Rondeliers were Royal Hall, Earl Palmer, Artels Dickinson, and Kenneth Shawn, but unfortunately the Piano Pals are unidentified. I Need Lovin' was written by James P. Johnson and Henry Creamer. We started off with Roy Johnson's Happy Pals, with fully one half of their entire recorded output, Savoy Rhythm, recorded in Richmond, Virginia on August 15, 1929. Savoy Rhythm was written by Roy Johnson and Joe Trent. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. A hollow is a depressed or low part of a surface, especially a small valley or basin. Well, we're going to take a musical trip to a hollow with Arthur Roseberry and his Kit Kat Band.
Someone is waiting close to the gate with a great big welcome for me. Over the evening there's a hush only for the thrush whenever he's mating, filling the air with his bright goodnight melody. Oh, there's a little sunlit garden and I've often lingered there, where a certain someone building gilded castles in the air. Believe me, down in the hollow of a hill, I shall get a thrill where someone is waiting close to the gate with a great big welcome for me. Thank you.
can bring out all the best in me, 'tis only you can shape my destiny, you know. You hold me in the hollow of your hand. You can say in paradise I'll dwell or plunge me in the very deepest hell, you know. You hold me in the hollow of your hand. My life's yours, simply yours to do with as you will. My heart's yours, maybe you will break it, still I haven't any choice, for you can treat me badly, make me blue, and yet I'd have to go on loving you. You know you hold me in the hollow of your hand.
You gotta love that siren whistle. B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra with Deep Hollow from an Edison disc waxed May 14th, 1928. Deep Hollow was written by Mickey Guy and Ken McComber. That was preceded by Sam Brown with George Scott Wood and his orchestra with In the Hollow of Your Hand from March 1, 1934. We started off that hollow set with Hollow of a Hill. That was Arthur Roseberry and his Kit Kat Dance Band with Len Lees, drummer in the band, providing the vocal around July 12, 1929. Arthur Roseberry was born in 1905 and formed his first band with some school friends, which included drummer Billy Cotton, at age 16. While still in his early 20s, he was leading his own band at the Kit Kat Club, broadcasting and recording under his own name, as well as pseudonyms including Vincent Howard, Burt Madison, Bernie Blake, and Barry Bryan.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
We haven't been doing a lot of birthday tributes lately because I keep coming up with what I think, anyway, are interesting segment topics. But a number of composers had birthdays this past week, and we can do brief mention of several of them. Here's Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra.
Little white lies, the stars all seem to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies. I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. But just a night like this, filled with bliss, you led my heart astray. It was just a real sweet chance to learn romance in a perfect way. It was the end of a perfect day.
Thank you.
We begin this final segment of the show with Frank Trembauer and his orchestra, and I Like That, from April 30th, 1929. I Like That was written by Frank Trembauer, Ted Kohler, and Lenny Hayton, pianist in the band, and who also arranged I Like That. Leonard George Hayton was born February 14th, 1908, in New York, and began playing piano at age 6. In the late 20s, he played with the Cass Hagen Orchestra and Paul Whiteman, but in the 30s moved away from jazz, leading his own orchestra, writing soundtracks for MGM, and working as musical director for his wife, Lena Horne. He died in Palm Springs, California, on April 24, 1971. Next, it was Turner Layton at the piano and Charles Johnstone with Walter Donaldson's Little White Lies, recorded in April of 1930. Walter Donaldson was born February 15, 1893, and also brought us My Baby Just Cares for Me, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and You're Driving Me Crazy. We finished up with the Green Brothers Novelty Band, March 17, 1924, and Glad, with the music by James F. Hanley, born February 17, 1892. There are lyrics to Glad which were written by Benny Davis. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.